Well, hello today. Steve Reeve here of Mixed Mornings with Steve and Elizabeth. If you happen to miss the shows throughout the week, we are going to recap the very, very best of the best every week right here on the Mixed Mornings and More podcast. Get every single daily catch up, get all of our bits and material and all the funnies in between, and you could even be a part of the show, of the podcast. Give us a call any weekday morning, 780-791-1037. Tell us what's on your mind.
Now, it's Mixed Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth. Mix 103.7.
We're Monday after St. Patrick's Day. I realized over the weekend, I mean, I do it often, but just how old I am, it was still a great time. It was still a fantastic time. It's just didn't last until well after midnight.
Yeah, well, if you start really early, like I did.
I didn't start that early. Okay. I mean, respectably, but still. I mean, I just got tired way too early. I was like, okay, it's bedtime, even though it's green beer night.
That does happen. I went to bed actually rather early, too. It was like 12:30.
But you got started earlier than I did.
Yeah. I supported our local establishments very well this weekend.
Yeah, it's
just
important. It's your civic duty.
Just being a nice person, trying to help out where I can.
Just trying to contribute to society as a whole.
Yeah. Yesterday, I contributed nothing to society. I was useless.
I believe it. But a beautiful Sunday in town for it, like great day for it. I felt like I saw a lot of people picking up their vehicles around my neighborhood. And I was like, I am so glad I did not have to do that because that is the worst. A lot of people, it's a little worse for wear, stumbling to their cars, stretching.
Yesterday, I was like, oh, I should do something productive. So I did some chores and stuff. And then I started doing my taxes. And I'm like, no, Elizabeth, put this away. You are not in the right mind frame to work with numbers right now.
I absolutely can relate to that. I had a similar moment where I was like, this is a later thing. This is a well after St. Patrick's Day thing. Although many people have already gotten it done. You guys are on the ball. We are not. But usually when it comes, like falls in the week, a lot of people take that day off afterwards, so I have that recuperation time. Then there's those among us who are going to be trying it today. And if you're trying to call in sick today, post St. Patrick's Day, your boss probably has a name for you. It's O'Reilly. Yeah. We are getting older and can't stay out quite as late anymore. Mm-hmm. Like around 12:30, I was like, yeah, even though it's St. Patrick's Day, I'm kind of done. I did have some fun new experiences. Went to a new place with some new friends on St. Patrick's Day. Yay! But it was with a bunch of people that I know through CrossFit. And so, it was a group of, like, CrossFit. All
very
these, like,
fit people.
Very, very fit people. Very health-conscious people. Like, you know, certain kind of snacks and everything. So, it was extra hilarious when me and my girlfriend show up. And there's a dog there, Wallace, who was... I mean, I gravitated towards the dog. I was hanging out with the dog most of the night. Playing ball. I was the only one who played ball. But he immediately said hi to us. And then ratted my girlfriend out. Because she had brought a Kit Kat bar in her bag. And, like, it was like a flash of red wrapping. And the dog was off with it. And so, like, Ashley's like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, like, that your dog stole my chocolate, like, oh no, I'm so worried. And the owner of the dog and house was like, oh my god, he got chocolate, did he eat any? And Ashley's like, no, I don't think so. She's like, no, I don't mean about the dog, I mean, like, did he steal your snack, like, did he steal your treat, like, he'll be fine, like, he can get into a little bit, we'll look after him, kind of thing. But no, it turns out not. He just ratted her out in a group of all these health
super
nuts.
Healthy people.
Yeah, exactly. They all glared at
maybe
us.
They train the dog that way. So if they ever bring home unhealthy snacks, the dog's like, nope, you don't want that.
Huh? just a bloodhound to help them out. And I realized that I drink in a totally different way. I'm like, does this taste good? Is this going to have an effect on my mental state right now? That's pretty much the only thought pattern. And then I watch people who are like, you got to count the calories. You can't have sugar. You got to have certain types of liquor that don't have carbohydrates in them for the diet. And I'm like, whoa, you guys
are not live like that.
Super scientific with your drinking
style.
But I want to let people in on a little something. I want to bring people into our world on this because this happens every time that you see a cute animal on the computer screen in front of you, or I mean, in person, it's
in
even
person
worse.
Too.
But you freak out and then you start talking to them. I don't know if you noticed this, but you talk, you like they're in the room with you, but they are not.
They might be able to hear me through the screen. I don't know.
They're feeling the vibes of love emanating from you, going out into the universe. Here's the taste. So I was recording while you were looking at all these photos that our mixed listeners have put
not
up
even
on
embarrassed.
Facebook today. Yeah. Get ready for this. This is what I have to deal with every single time, people.
Oh, hi. Oh, he's like, oh, I screwed up. I'm so sorry. Oh, hello, I know. It's okay. You are so beautiful. Oh my goodness, his eyes are closed. Look at him. Hi. I love you. Oh, you're such a dream. Look at these two posing. Oh God. It just makes my heart so happy. Like, look how beautiful they are. Oh, I just want to go home and cuddle my dog. Oh, 11-year-old greyhound. Hi. I love you. Want to be my friend? Even someone posted a picture of just a pencil sketch, and that is still adorable. This guy's in a little outfit.
Mailman?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh. A Boston Terrier Shih Tzu. That's a cross. Still adorable, though. Still adorable. Send in more. Oh, he's ready for St. Paddy's Day. Green glasses.
He's so festive.
Hi, beautiful. I love you. Oh, look at your stupid tongue sticking out. It's so wrinkly.
March Madness is upon us. It is here. We're not even talking about basketball.
Nope. We've created our own March Madness of minor inconveniences.
that just makes me laugh right off the bat. March Madness of minor inconveniences. We're talking about the stuff that happens. You go, ah. Dang it.
I'm reading today's brackets, and I'm just like, ugh, that's the worst. I'm like, ugh, oh, that's also the worst.
So we're going to be, instead of doing like one round a day kind of thing, we're going to be doing a whole bunch of rounds today, and then we move into the, what is it, quarterfinals tomorrow, and then semifinals,
yeah,
and then 16, finals.
8-4-2, and
exactly.
Then the winner.
And then Friday morning, we will have revealed the winner, the most inconvenienced, minor inconvenience of all.
Some of them going up is... Tangled earbuds versus is it my winter zone this week? Question mark.
Never knowing.
Dead
Never
phone.
Knowing.
Or dead phone, no charger versus a paper cut.
Oh man, how do you like? Honestly, that's how do you choose that? That's difficult.
I think I'd rather have a paper cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Straight up, I was starting to lean the other direction. Ooh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No. Comfy in bed, needing to go to the washroom versus washer
like
fluid
daily.
Empty in spring.
Oh, yeah, lovely. Especially if you're driving on the highway. 5 seconds later, you can't see through your windshield anymore.
I've tried to chuck a bottle of water out on my car one time
highway.
Highway
speeds. Yeah. Shake, 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 shake.
Or it doesn't work.
Get the passenger.
Yeah.
Get the passenger to just throw the bottle at the front. Wet socks versus hitting every red light.
Ooh, wet socks.
Like wet socks that you just can't change yet.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Or grabbing a box of something delicious from the cupboard, or even something from the fridge, and then you're like, oh, great, it's empty. Thanks, guys. Or Netflix price increase. How do you even deal with that? How do you even deal with that?
That dollar a month is going to break me.
Check. Rolly Entertainment. The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Blue Ivy Carter, 6 years old, recording artist, husher of parents at award shows, and now a renowned art collector of impeccable taste. She just placed the winning $19,000 bid on a piece of art at a gala event in LA.
I'm sorry, what did you say? I couldn't hear you over how poor I now realize I am.
Right?
Her what? Parents were laughing. Like, what? It was like, oh, that's so adorable. She just bid $19,000 on this art.
Aw, baby's cute. First art auction.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, we all grew up kind of the same way. Meghan Markle has to say more than I do to get into the royal family in preparation for her May 19th wedding to Prince Harry. She was mock kidnapped during a 2-day terror training course with live ammunition.
But I'm honestly just surprised that she hasn't had this type of training before. Her old job used to be protecting steel cases with large amounts of money inside under high-stress situations.
And TV is just like real life, so...
Exactly.
She's already trained. She
in
knows.
Heels.
Yeah.
In heels.
Even
I'm just saying. And say it ain't so. The remaining members of Fifth Harmony have just announced that they are taking an indefinite hiatus.
Which is funny because as a 4-piece group with a 5-piece name, indefinite hiatus actually makes more sense as the band name. I'm sure they'll figure it out.
And now, opening for Katy Perry, it's indefinite hiatus. Yeah, I'd buy it. I'd believe it. That's your daily catch-up.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Do you ever have those moments where you kind of feel, I'm not the most superstitious person, but do you ever feel like something happens, you're like, I'm on the right track today. Right place, right time kind of feeling, that vibe.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah, you just feel good about
every
things.
Every now and then.
Yesterday was one of those times. I mentioned yesterday on the show, a couple of friends of mine have just had a baby boy. On Friday, they gave birth. Well, she did. Mm-hmm. He did the work earlier, and then she did the rest of it.
Yeah, the hard work.
Yeah, exactly. All of it. And little Henry. Little Henry's now a human on the planet. New citizen of Canada who didn't have to take a test.
Nice. Good.
My girlfriend, she loves to make sock monkeys for new babies and to give to children. She likes to make them out of the socks, stuff them and everything, make them from scratch. So it's a unique kind of gift. But for this case, it needed to be something Star Wars-ish. Kind of a specific order, but figured you got to be able to find that somewhere. We went to so many different places yesterday. So many different places to try and find the Star Wars socks. And there's endless socks. Just nothing that had Star Wars on it. Until we finally I was thinking, well, we're here in this area. I'll go to this store. It doesn't really have this kind of stuff, but, kind of novelty stuff anyway. Maybe we'll luck out. We didn't find any on the shelf. We're finally like, fine, we'll either like maybe look online or just give up on that specific Star Wars-ness of it and figure out something else. When she looks up behind the counter and goes, hey, those are Star Wars socks. Like, those are like, they got Darth Vader on them and everything. They're perfect pattern to make a sock monkey. She starts freaking out about them. She's like, I'm going to take them. I'm going to take two pairs. Like, you got to give me two pairs in case screw them up. And she does this overshare thing where she has to tell clerks why she's buying things from them. And I'm like, they don't really care. It's really adorable. But she's like, I'm making sock monkeys. She's like, okay, so how many do you want then? And we go, I guess two, like two pairs. What do you mean? How many do you want? She's like, oh, well, these are free. Here you go. We're like, okay, well, we won't be greedy, but we'll take two pairs. Like, what are you talking about? They're free. I guess just some promo was going on. And after hunting, finally, it's just like in the right place at the right time. The cosmos were on our side, it feels like.
Over the weekend, I watched the Friends episode where they had Monica and Chandler had to make the Valentine's Day gifts for each other.
Yeah.
And one of them was the sock bunny that Monica took from Phoebe. And that's all I think of. This super ugly.
That was not
bunny.
A good example of the sock creation.
So when you're saying that story, that's all I was thinking of. I'm like, oh goodness, how is this going to turn out?
I'm thinking that it'll turn out adorable. It might be a little scary because Darth Vader's face might be on one of the legs or something like that.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll see. I think it's going to be a cool kid though. First day of spring today. It's one thing that I always will try to do, and it used to happen more naturally with my younger body. Lose a little weight when it gets to be almost summer season. You want to look a little bit better when you're wearing less clothes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I heard the funniest thing this morning, saw the funniest thing rather. If you are still holding on to a little bit of your winter fat, it's okay. It's officially, as of today, it's gone. You no longer have your winter fat. You just have spring rolls.
Oh.
But I'm still looking to get rid of mine.
Ricky Gervais said the best tweet yesterday. He's like, I tried running. It didn't work. I'm still fat. I quit.
Sully Entertainment. The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Cynthia Nixon, best known as the favorite Sex and the City character by all the Mirandas out there, is getting political, not in the sense that she's given a speech at a march or something like that, but in the very literal sense that she's running for governor of New York State.
Meanwhile, upstate Miranda was finishing a glass of wine in the first draft of her speech. I guess if they aren't making that third Sex and the City movie, she's got to do something, right?
Yeah, you sounded just like Sarah Jessica Parker there.
That was the intent.
Yeah.
Drew Barrymore was just on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, reminiscing about all of her favorite and most embarrassing moments on late night talk shows over the years, including flashing David Letterman on his birthday.
When Letterman was asked if he remembers the birthday shenanigans, he asked, hang on, let me see them again. Refresh my memory. And people are continuing to grill the four standing members of Fifth Harmony after they announced their indefinite hiatus this week. They want to know, when will the group be back in action?
And we simply do not know. It's just a matter of time. I'm sure they'll be back, just like One Direction or NSYNC or The Wanted or LMFAO or the Pussycat Dolls or Destiny's Child or many of these other groups.
Keep going and going. Oh, poor girls. Name the other four members of Fifth Harmony.
No idea. Camila Cabello is like the Justin Timberlake of NSYNC.
Yeah, totally. Totally. It's going to, gets rid of the ramen noodle hair, becomes a huge success. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what's going on here. Dropping the rest of them. Now she's making her real bank. I just feel bad because now we just have to figure out which one of the Fifth Harmony members is Joey Fatone. because that's the one you don't want to be the most. I think. Lovebirds, Scott and Tess. Okay, they say that they're not, but come on, we saw them.
We want them to be.
We saw them on the ice, finally on the Ellen show as well, and they had this to say when asked point blank about their love life.
So, I mean, are you a couple?
We are not, but... You know, we always say that that's a big compliment because what we portray on the ice is really important to us, and we love getting into character. We love telling a story, and a lot of the emotions we portray are universal themes that resonate with everyone. So the fact that people feel invested in our partnership is truly remarkable. And I mean, we've spent 20 years working hard on this partnership and a lot of trust. And mostly, I mean, in those moments when the music ended in Pyeongchang, I just looked at Scott and I was so grateful to have lived the last 20 years by his side and to share in that moment together.
So you're a couple.
So you're a couple. I mean, come on. In today's day and age, how many couples really are there versus...
There's lots of friends with benefits out there, and they are basically dating, but they're not dating because people nowadays don't like to label things. So I'm going to say that's what that is. Her explanation was nice and all, but...
That sounded a little coached,
reading
little
between
rehearsed.
The lines.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like there's got to be some FWB stuff going on there. And I mean, like, it just reminds me of Monica when Richard came back into her life on Friends. You know the part where they're like, we'll just be friends.
What if we're friends who don't see other people?
You mean like exclusive friends?
Why not? Well, even if we were friends who who've lived together. Or maybe someday friends who stood up in front of their other friends and vowed to be friends forever.
First full day of spring today, and yesterday got home from work in the afternoon and I saw the funniest thing. Just perfect image. In the alleyway behind my place, one of my neighbors was literally taking a pickaxe to the ice. And I mean, I don't think that they were trying to get a car unstuck or they were trying to fix anything. I think they were just like, today is spring.
So angry. Get out of my winter. Die, winter, die.
It was one of those things. I was trying to get a photo, but he noticed me. Yeah. So I'm like, now it's awkward. Now I'm taking a photo with
him. Now you're the weird one.
Exactly. Now he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, what are you doing? But seriously, too funny. I get it. I'm totally...
When you've had it with winter, you got to take it out on someone, so...
Wish I could have gotten a video or, like, a boomerang of him. He looked angry. He looked like he was just, like, really feeding it to the ice and just really... Another question, where do you get a pickaxe? Like, this doesn't... Is this a common tool these days?
We should not tell him that it might snow on Friday.
I know, right? That's not a good...
And then probably take that pickaxe away if it starts snowing.
If I see him out there again. I'm looking over my shoulder now when I'm leaving for work, when I'm getting home. Too funny. But, I mean, he then, I think, got weirded out by me, like, seeing him and kind of hovering for a second. Anyway, I didn't stay around because I thought...
I also feel uncomfortable when people stare at me for a long period
exactly.
of time.
Exactly.
So,
I mean, we're talking a few seconds here, but I think he was just like, okay, self-conscious now and kind of quit after a little while. And I'm like, no, you don't have to quit on my account. This is very entertaining. Winter is gone officially, but the ice might not be. Don't worry, guys. It's going to leave soon, all right? Put the pickaxe down.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Then you get those days where you're like, this is a gold mine. This was a great day through the years.
I think that's my day today, my March 21st.
Oh, you have one of those.
Throughout the years. 4 years ago, I was traveling back from Manitoba to Ontario. And apparently, while going through airport security, the couple in front of me thought they could bring knives and massive bottles of lotion in their carry-on and were quite surprised when they got it all taken away. Security came. I remember that. They were just standing in front of me. My dog had puppies 10 years ago today.
Oh, that's awesome.
But 8 years ago today, past Elizabeth thought that the world needed to know that I had just found out that if you plug your nose, you can't hum. So what did I do immediately after I read that this morning? Tried it. And it's like semi-true. So you try.
You can start to hum. It seems like... Turn your mic up.
That's all you can do.
I couldn't hear a thing. It sounds like you're being kidnapped.
Yeah. Help me.
Let me try. Hang on. You plug your nose. You can, like... I feel like you can hum for a sec, but then as soon as the pressure builds up, like there's no more... Yeah, see, like you hit a wall pretty quick.
Yeah, like... You sound like a weird dying trumpet.
I like had my lips open there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but you can't do that.
I realized after the fact when my lips were buzzing. So there you go.
There's a fun fact for you for the day. You can kind of not really plug your nose and then you can't hum.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I don't know if this really was a gold mine day for you, Elizabeth. The puppies is a huge thing. I don't know if this counts.
Rolly Entertainment. The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Starting off with some sad news for the catch-up, rapper Logic and his wife Jessica Andrea have reportedly split up after 2 years together. No kids, but they do have to figure out the custody of a couple of fur babies.
Didn't he get a happy wife, happy life tattoo last year? You put it on your body, it still doesn't mean it's true.
Guess not. Mm. Maybe it's time for like another cliche platitude to go on a skin or something like that. Like, for the best.
Maybe. Speaking of unhappy wives, former Danity Kane singer Aubrey O'Day has been dragged into the mud in the freshly announced divorce between Donald Trump Jr. and his wife Vanessa. Apparently it went down when they taped Celebrity Apprentice.
Apple ain't falling far from the tree there. I think that now we can probably just start thinking about changing the word cheat to Trump already, like official. You know, didn't you hear? He totally trumped her. She's
falls
pissed.
In line with ghosting and submarining. Yeah,
exactly. Totally. Breadcrumbing is the latest one.
Oh,
apparently.
Haven't heard of that.
And Henry Cavill has made a big deal out of his morning shave today. Why? Well, because today is the day that he shaved off his infamous mustache. The very same one that was digitally removed from the Justice League reshoots in a totally believable and completely not distracting way.
Shaved, but not forgotten. Honestly, he still looks pretty good, no matter what's in his face. Just listen to his voice.
I know. It's hard to recognize me without Kingstash. Sometimes, I even have trouble recognizing myself. It's hard for me to admit, this is not CGI. He's really gone. I can tell you this, though. I will remember him. Always.
Come on, Henry. Posted a few hours ago on his Instagram. Check it out. That is your daily catch-up. Lindsay Lohan is back in the news again. In fact, she's actually got a gig again. Mm-hmm. She's working again.
This
is fantastic. Unfortunately, it's not a movie. It's an ad.
The next best.
It's a commercial, and I don't know if she was asked to be in it because of her acting ability, her acting acumen. I think it might have been another aspect of her personality.
When Lawyer.com first reached out to me, I was confused and a little scared because I thought I was in trouble. But when they asked me to be their spokesperson, I was intrigued.
Let's break that down for just a second.
At first, I thought she said Laura.com. That's not a website.
No.
It's lawyer.
Lawyer. Lawyer. So off to a good start already. But she, I bet that she thought that she was in trouble. It's like one of those things where you're like, what have I done recently?
Yeah. Someone contacts you. We need to talk. Oh, no. Like now, because.
You want to tell me what it's about before I incriminate myself further by guessing?
After meeting with the team, I realized lawyer.com is just about helping people. From getting a DUI, let's not pretend like I didn't get one. Or two, or three, or some others. It's so simple, and it's free. All you have to do is go online or give us a call. So let's get started, because at lawyer.com, we're always here for you.
No, don't do the wink, Lindsay. Don't do the wink. Now I don't trust any of this.
I wonder if she's just getting paid by free pro bono.
Yeah.
Like, you know what? You've had too many lawyer bills. We're just, if you be our spokesperson, we'll eliminate all those bills for you and just represent you for free.
The real reason that she was intrigued by the offer.
Think of all the money I can save.
I don't know if I really like that. Yeah, well, you know what? That is a lot of money spent out of my yearly budget on lawyer fees. Maybe
the best,
I can
when you
save
go to their
buck.
Website, there she is.
In
right
all
on
her
the front
glory.
Page. Mm-hmm.
This is the place. If you're a bit of a screw up, come to lawyer.com. I love it. We got special guests in the studio this morning joining us, representing an event happening in a very busy weekend. This Saturday, we've got Acting Out, the One Act Theater Festival from ADFA. And joining us is Hannah, Helen, and Diana. There we go. Okay, I got it all right. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hi.
So tell us about the festival. It's definitely not the first time this has happened over at Keanu's Recital Theater, but it might be the first time going for some people listening right now. So what's going on?
There's four groups this year presenting four different shows, all one acts, different lengths, different themes, different people involved.
It's your friends and neighbors, co-workers who are doing their own original, not original plays. We have one original play, an original clown piece by Justin Shaw and Patty Dwyer. And then we have three other pieces. We have Words, Words, Words by David Ives with the lovely Helen here. Roll Over Beethoven by David Ives as well. It took me an embarrassingly long time to learn to say Beethoven. I said Beethoven.
Beethoven.
Beethoven, yeah. I am not Canadian, no. To no one's big surprise. And then we have Not I by Samuel Beckett.
I remember that name from my theater studies, Waiting for Godot. He's the writer of that. But it, basically, the price of going to one show, you get four.
Yeah.
Right?
It's only $20. And we have those little Keanu sippy cups now, too.
That is one of the best things to happen.
If you don't know what the Keanu sippy cups are, if you purchase it, you can bring it back anytime, and they will fill it up at the bar for you, and you can bring it into the theater. So no longer do you have to do the 2 minutes chug, although, as Hannah said, you can if you still want to. But yeah, it's a really fun night. And for those who don't know, ADFAA stands for Alberta Drama Festival Association. It's been going for several decades, and basically what it is supporting local level amateur theater. And so we are the North Zone. There's 10 different zones around the province, and so they each do these different festivals, and then they all come together again in May, which we're actually hosting this year, which is the provincial level festival. But that's later. We'll come back and talk about that another time.
Tickets are on sale, keanu.ca/theater, and then people get to come and grab their seat, sippy cup drink if they so choose as well, and then they get to sit down for all kinds of varied entertainment. Last time that I went to this, I think it was a couple of rounds ago, every play was so different from the other ones. It was a complete run of the gamut.
It's exactly it.
Oh yeah, there is something for everyone in this. So if you don't kind of resonate with one play, wait 20 minutes, come back, and you'll probably resonate with the next one. You'll find it funny, or you'll kind of have a connection to it. Something. So there's something for everyone.
Yeah. Feel something, right?
Yeah. Like, anything, any kind of emotion. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to feel uncomfortable, like in like an okay way, not like a bad way, but
I love awkwardness. I love that tension where you're like, because that means you're engaged, you're watching it, you're feeling it, you're part of the show.
Exactly.
Is there anything like secret going on, anything you want to spread the word about?
Well, Helen, I think you can give them a little bit about your play. I mean, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I guess I won't keep it that secret. It's actually the first show that I've done where I've directed and performed in the same show. So that's been a little different for me. But it's about three monkeys. So the whole play revolves around these three monkeys based on the infinite monkey theorem. So it's monkeys typing on typewriters for an infinite amount of time. And eventually that is supposed to produce Shakespeare. Right? So every monkey kind of has their own place. So we have one monkey who kind of runs the plot. You know, he's the rebel. He's, you know, he wants kind of to break out, find revenge, all that kind of thing. But then you have the other monkey who's the realist, who's like, no, this is what we're here. This is what we do. So like, get used to it. And then you have the third monkey who's just sort of like this dreamer. She dreams about her, you know, her past and being back out in the wild and everything.
I feel like people that work in like offices and stuff, they might already know these three monkeys.
Oh, exactly. They're like, oh, right, that's me. How am I going to break out? And this guy's like, no, this is our work. This is what we do. And then there's the one girl that's like, I remember when I was a teenager.
Totally. I'm picking up those vibes. This sounds awesome. Again, keanu.ca/theater or in person at the box office. People can grab tickets. What time again? Saturday night?
Doors at 6:30 p.m. and the show starts at 7.
You don't have plans for Saturday night? Grab a couple tickets now before the recital theater sells out and get yourself in those seats. Thank you guys so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us.
And come back in May.
Yeah, we will.
Britney Spears, she's back with the Campaign for Kenzo Paris. This new collection of clothing and all kinds of things coming out this year, I guess, where we've got more to look forward to. But the initial images, the initial campaign has just begun to be rolled out. And the first image that's been shared all over the internet is Britney in all denim. Admittedly, she looks pretty great, like over thigh high denim boots all laced up. She's got denim like two piece kind of thing going on. The jacket looks good. The hat, it all looks good. I can't deny. I just can't help but flash back to 2001 at the American Music Awards, back when she had been dating Justin Timberlake for a couple years before the big breakup, before Cry Me a River, before all of it. they had their dual denim Alberta tuxedo designs on. Just ridiculous photo. It has lived in infamy. It shall never be forgotten, but it seems to me perhaps it has. I admit this is an improvement from it, but I thought that we had told Brittany and Justin they were never, ever to wear all denim ever again.
And we pay them for that. The best of the Mixed Morning Show on Mix 103.7.
Is the dress gold? Is it blue? Is it white? Is it gray? Is it brown? Is it green? I don't know. It's all about tennis balls this time around, though. I thought that this was just something that was already kind of established. Like, people just knew tennis balls are just, they look like tennis balls. They're the tennis ball color. But people want to know, is that color yellow or green?
Well, I say it's like a neon.
Yeah.
Like a lime green yellow. But I would lean towards yellow.
For sure. I'm exactly in the same
spot. All the
spot.
Tennis balls I've used look yellow.
I mean, your dog won't be able to tell you, they're colorblind, but like any person with eyes, I think you can see it's mostly yellowish. There's some greenness to it, but already difference of opinion in the comments. So.
As someone says, they are fluorescent yellow, which appears like green.
Oh, fluorescent yellow.
And the world number one player, Roger Federer, says they're yellow. So if he says they're yellow.
I mean, I'm going to call him the definitive answer on the question, but I want to know what you guys think. I really want to know how this is going to break down. Are tennis balls yellow? Are they green? Yeah, a little nothing to do
can't
first thing in the morning.
Possibly move on with my day if I didn't get the right answer. No,
exactly. You're just eating breakfast, stressing out, can't even enjoy your Danish. No, I totally get it. This is the question of the ages. Meanwhile, in Florida, a 9-year-old boy just breaks a record. No big deal. Why not?
And not for a Floridian reason, because Florida has a lot of interesting characters in there.
It's true. I mean, this could happen anywhere, really. It's just applause. It's clapping.
Yeah. He clapped 1,080 times in 1 minute.
Okay. That's the part that boggles my brain. In 1 minute? How do you clap that? I don't know.
I don't know how many that was. That's definitely not it.
I got to pull the calculator out here, figure this out. So 1080 times, beating the previous record of 1020 times. So I guess he had an extra clap every second.
Yeah.
That works out to 18. 18 claps a second.
That's impossible.
What?
Ready?
Okay.
No.
No, I don't. I think I got to like 3.
18 claps in 10 seconds, maybe.
How do you do that? How do you practice for this? Actually, yeah, now that I asked that question, I realize there's probably one very clear way to. At least that's what it's going to look like if you're practicing in the corner. Like, what are you doing up there? Just practicing for the Guinness Book of World Records. I remember when I was like at 9. I'm just saying. It's a little awkward. But I mean, congratulations, I guess. I always feel like, how do you celebrate a Guinness World Record attempt? Like, they're so different. I mean, I guess it's case by case, really. I mean, should we give him a round of applause?
Applause,
maybe?
Yeah. Well done.
Seems
a little slower, though.
Seems fitting. WPA is coming to Canada. Wireless public alerting. By the time we hit, like, early April, pretty much supposed to be fully implemented for anybody who's got, like, a smartphone, a device on the wireless network.
Yep. So already we have it, of course, if on the radio and on TVs, if there is a tornado warning or anything like that,
you know,
or any warning for any natural disaster, it comes
everybody
up.
Everybody in this town knows what
exactly.
That sounds like.
And so now, kind of like Hawaii, when they accidentally got the missile is coming to their island, it's the same text message alerts like that. Hopefully
not wrong ones.
The kinks of that have been figured out, and we don't get ballistic missile
for 38
threats.
Minutes of thinking that impending doom is coming upon us.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
No, hopefully, I mean, what I hope is that obviously they've tested a bunch and they've got all these things that they've had to come up with answers for, all these questions, all these procedures. One thing that I really hope that they put a lot of time and thought and energy into is where the just a test button is in comparison to the actual alert button. Because I really want it to be clear.
I got a message from my teleprovider earlier this week about this change and the text messages that could be coming. And they say, please ensure that your device software is up to date. I can't update my device because I don't have enough room.
That is an issue.
So that's a big problem.
However, I mean, for even people who don't even have a device, there still is the radio. There's still ways for the emergency news to reach you. So don't even worry about that. But if you do have the ability to update your phone at all, unlike the two of us, then go ahead. I think mine's like semi-up-to-date. But every time I see that new, you've got a new operating system ready to go. I'm like, later.
Well, my phone's so old, they say if I update it, it won't, my phone won't work anymore.
Just won't,
it's they're
just
trying to phase out the old phones, yeah. Apple is. So that's one way. So I'm like, well, I guess I can't update my phone because otherwise I'm
making it obsolete.
I mean, I could upgrade it, but I don't want to.
I also love the wording here. I mean, I shouldn't be poking fun, but the wording on the website, alertready.ca/wireless, it's got all the information about what's going to be happening, but they've got this one line in there saying, Alert Ready will be sending life-threatening emergency alerts to cell phone and wireless devices that are compatible with WPA, wireless public alerting. I'm thinking, are the emergency alerts life-threatening? In that case, I don't want them.
Check. Sully Entertainment.
The Catch Up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
Huge news for Amy Poehler fans and Tina Fey fans and Rachel Dratch fans and Anna Gasteyer and Maya Rudolph. They're all making a movie. It's called Wine Country, and it's Poehler's first time directing a feature film.
This is the movie that every woman didn't know they needed. And with it being on Netflix, we don't even have to worry about all the sneaky ways to try to smuggle wine into the movie theater. So it's great. Win-win.
Why is your purse so heavy? Reasons. That's why.
Reports are circling around Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on the subject of kids. Word is, they want to start their own royal family right away, but after the wedding in May. Otherwise, it'd be quite scandalous.
The Queen would not allow it. No. She'd have none of it. And I know, I mean, Meghan and Kate Middleton are getting their own emoji icons. If she's secretly pregnant, they're just not going to look right anymore. They're going to have to redo that whole thing.
Only for 9 months.
Kevin Smith is bouncing back after his heart attack scare weeks ago. Very scary. He was told to lose 50 pounds by his doctors. Kevin says he's already down 17 of them with a diet that starts off with a strict 14 days of only potatoes.
That's so weird. Potatoes also dominate my diet, but the scale is going in the other direction. Maybe the fried in oil and covered in cheese is part of the problem.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's eating them. But.
Different. He's just potatoes. Oh. Just uncooked raw.
Right, okay.
That crunch.
Like
I hate
an apple.
Starchy potatoes. Yeah, don't do it. It's like the, you ever watch Iron Chef, like way back in the day when it was actually a big thing, when Food Network hadn't even started yet. There was still this Iron Chef show. The start of it, the guy, the host would always like present the ingredients, the secret ingredients for the challenge, and then take a big bite out of a pepper, like a bell pepper. And I'm like, why though? Why are you eating peppers like this? That's your daily ketchup. Not that strange of a thing for it to snow a little bit in March. And it's, I do stress a little bit, although tomorrow we're expected to get more.
About 10 centimeters,
but today,
says Environment Canada.
Oh, wow, that's actually a lot. Holy cow. but I wasn't expecting that much. But today is also National Poetry Day. So I thought I'd marry the two ideas.
Okay.
And come up with, one of my favorite forms of poetry is limerick. I think it's one of the highest forms of poetry. Definitely not down there at the grade school, like bottom level.
No.
I love limericks though. They're so good. So I made up a couple. There once was some snow in McMurray, and everyone drove in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
They start to fishtail or scrape a guardrail, despite the fact it's barely a flurry.
That happens a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There was once a snowman in March, built too close to spring start. A rumble around your belt, a warm breeze that you dealt, and a snowman was gone with a fart.
That's
so you
so
can
good.
Build a snowman on Saturday after all the snow has fallen, and it should be gone by Tuesday.
Mix Mornings and More with Steve and Elizabeth.
Romance is a little different these days than it used to be. Dating
so.
has shifted and changed. It always does, but we find ourselves now in, like, you watch the reality shows and you see the way that people date now. It's just, it's very different.
So we were talking about my dating life, and we came up with this idea.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a very good idea. But
what?
If you,
what are you
just,
talking
if
about?
You're bored and want to have some fun, a great date night would be, if you're on Tinder, just invite all your matches.
Every single one.
To the same establishment, and then have them meet at a table and just say, congratulations, I'm the newest bachelorette. And just come with all these roses.
Yeah, I was going to say, some people go and get some roses. Yeah. Some people are not.
It's living the real life reality show.
It's reality TV. Why can't it be real life?
Yeah, exactly. That's one way of doing it. And you might get a date. Probably not. Or all these guys may have met new friends.
Yeah.
So
I don't know what the skew is in this town anymore. It used to be we were the most male town in all of Canada.
Yeah, that's what
I remember.
I
remember Maclean's magazine had some poll that they did. This was years ago. I bet you it's pretty skewed towards the males still. But back in the day, that pretty much was just a night at the bar for a girl anyway.
It still is at some places.
Yeah, let's be honest here.
Very important question for you, Lil.
Okay.
I was just hearing about you guys talking on the radio, and in season three of Friends, Joey decides to get a small chick and realizes quickly that he really doesn't know how to look after it. So he asks Chandler to bring it back. But he doesn't end up bringing it back. He ends up picking up another animal. Do you know what that animal was?
The goose.
It's close. You're really close.
It was a duck, wasn't it? It was
the duck and the chick. The duck and the chick.
Yeah.
The duck
yeah,
and, yeah.
It was a duck and a chick. Okay, because we're gonna be on a team soon enough, so I really needed to know what your level of Friends knowledge is.
My level of Friends knowledge is very high, and whatever you and your teammates are trying to, you're not gonna beat us.
We're on the same team.
Oh,
we're on the same team. That's why I need to know the level of the Friends relationship.
I had no idea this was coming, but yeah, he's testing your skill.
Oh, I didn't know who else was on our team. I just knew Steve and Ashley. Oh, sorry, man. Also me.
Last thing before I go, you know, in one of the episodes, Monica orders a new mattress from Mattress King.
Yeah.
And Phoebe's supposed to watch when it comes in. And the mattress she orders does not come in, but something else pretty significant comes in. Do you know what that is?
You're already off in your questioning, Matt, because it wasn't just a mattress.
Oh, it was a whole bed.
Yeah. What came instead of the one that Monica ordered?
Oh, the race car bed. It was a race car bed, right?
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes, there you go. Redeemed.
A red race car bed.
And
at that.
Who was found by Joey in the back room with the Mattress King?
My
Janice.
I think we're going to win.
Those are good questions.
I love how he bait and switched us, though. He said, oh, he heard you talking about relationships and dating.
I know. I didn't know who that was. I'm like, oh, no, please don't ask me out.
That's what you're worried about. That's hilarious. Does that happen often? Just people like, oh, you're Elizabeth from Mix 103.7.
Never.
You got some time?
No, absolutely not. That's the beauty of radio. No one knows what you look like.
Usually for Throwback Thursday, I love to throw back to something that, you know, we would have experienced in our lifetime. You know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, what was happening on this day in particular, or this week, or this month? This time around, though, I'm actually going back 124 years directly to the first championship series played for Lord Stanley's Cup in Montreal. Oh, yes. This was before it was part of the NHL, before the playoffs. Sir Frederick Arthur Stanley, Lord of Preston and 16th Earl of Derby, became enamored with the sport after first watching it in Montreal in about 1875 and decided to donate this beautiful sterling trophy to the Canadian Amateur Hockey Association back then. And it was originally called the Dominion Hockey Challenge Cup. That's not a very exciting name, is it? Dominion Hockey Challenge Cup, and was first presented in 1893. However, that was to the Montreal Amateur Athletic Association. Then, in 1894, 1 year later, given to Montreal Triple A team after they defeated the Ottawa Generals. And then, since 1926, it has exclusively been awarded by the National Hockey League. Every single year, except 2005, when the NHL was on strike. Getting a Guinness Book record broken at 9 years of age. I've wanted to my entire life. I'm triple that, over triple that. I don't have one.
For the most claps in 1 minute, it was over 1,000.
Something like 18 claps a second. We were trying to figure out yesterday on the show, how is this even possible? I don't know how you're going to get that many claps out of it. Then I found the video this morning of the actual challenge itself, and he's got this, like, technique. It's not just a regular clap. It's like his hands are moving up and down. The camera could barely, like, follow them.
And go.
I can't listen to it in my headphones.
I wish I could just turn up the volume just to your headphones. It's, the music doesn't help. The music just makes me think it's a video from the from other places on the internet.
Yeah. But congratulations.
Huge congratulations. You've accomplished something that I cannot and doubt I ever will be able to, young child. It's just
practice, Steve.
Practice
makes perfect.
You don't want to hear that practice happening. You don't want to. I'm gonna get in trouble at work.
More of the greatest moments from the Mix Morning Show on the way.
I found this article. Who knows how accurate it is, but whatever. It's surprising truths about how often you should wash these 10 different items of clothing.
Okay.
So I was scrolling through it, and some of them, I'm like, ooh. Okay. So starting with jeans, how many times do you think you should wash them?
Or when should you wash them?
Jeans in particular, I feel like that's one of the ones you can get away with, like, stretching the wash as long as possible. I'd say, though, you should probably at least, like, monthly? Like, once a month?
You only wash your jeans once a month?
You don't wear the same pair every single day. I do a load with the jeans, like, once a month.
How many pairs of jeans do you have?
I have, like, 4 pairs of jeans. How often are you supposed to? Tell me the answer, because I feel
after
so self-conscious.
After 5 wears.
5 wears? Okay, I'd say that math is... Yeah. I'm stretching
with
it a bit. Not at 5. I'd say I'm about, like, 8.
I had a friend in college, and I opened up his freezer one time, and there was a bunch of jeans in there. I'm like, why do you have jeans?
I was about to ask if you've ever heard of the freezing thing.
Yeah.
Don't wash your jeans, just freeze them. What?
It takes out the bacteria. College hacks. I don't know if that works, actually.
No, thanks. I'd rather wash it.
Dress pants?
Okay, yeah, so those, like,
you don't wear as often.
No, you don't wear as often. I'd say after, like, same number, like, 5 wears. You get it dry cleaned.
Yeah, that one's good. Whites and silks.
Silks. what silks do I have? Whites, and I'd separate the colors, but I will do a, like, same, that's the same as the rest of the laundry. I don't really do a difference.
Well, this one I don't do, but they say after each and every wear, because in order to maintain that whiteness of the garment.
That would explain why my white things don't stay so white.
Why is it yellow underneath the armpits?
What is happening around the collar here? I don't wear makeup, and yet it looks like I do.
Okay, gloves, scarves, and hats. This one I am
very off. You can wash gloves. Obviously, scarves could go in, but gloves and hats?
Apparently.
They're muscades. So this is one thing I've been wondering. I have ball caps, and you're going to ruin it if you wash it in, like, a machine or something like that. If you get the bill soaked, the brim, isn't it going to ruin it? Like, how do you...
I don't know.
There must be a way.
You can wash it.
You got to have, like, you must have to scrub it or something.
Yeah.
Not get it soaking wet.
Well, apparently you're supposed to wash them 4 times a season.
Define it. I guess, like, spring, summer season? Like, is that a season? That's a lot of washing
like
about hats.
No, like, winter. So 4 times in winter.
Yeah.
So
that's
I don't
that's
do
a
that.
Lot. No, I don't know if I've
and
ever
this
done
one
that.
I was this next one I was always curious about pajamas.
Okay, for sure. I mean, I just throw them in with the wash, like, anyway. Like, I mean, I don't really separate them. I don't treat them differently, but
they say after 3 wears.
3 wears. I mean, are you sleeping in them? Because I don't really sleep in pajamas. Pajamas are just around the house.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, this we're assuming you're sleeping.
You're sleeping
in them.
Okay, yeah. Then that makes sense.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of time in there. Gotta wash the sheets semi-often. Definitely don't do that often enough either.
Yeah, I know. Okay, final one, t-shirts.
T-shirts, is it by how many times you've worn them?
Yeah.
I'd say, like, 2 wears is all you can get out of a shirt.
Each one, they say each and every wear, so that's pretty good.
Each and every, okay, so I'm not that much of a scrub.
I'm just really off with the gloves, scarves, and hats, as I didn't know that you should wash them.
Is there a special product for this type of cleaning?
I don't know.
I'm lost. In the sea of things that can keep you up at night, apparently you could just blame it all on the bacteria in your gut.
Oh,
that's it.
So it's not when I hit yes, I am still watching on Netflix.
That has nothing to do with it.
Next
Elizabeth.
Episode.
None of that.
It's not the glare of the phone in your hand keeping you up at night.
As you just scroll just a couple more photos down your Instagram feed.
Yeah.
Just a couple more.
Yeah, just like 5 more minutes.
But it loaded a whole bunch more. I better just get to the bottom of that.
Right. What is Sally up to? I gotta find out.
Just the burning questions in your brain have nothing to do with it. The food that you're eating at 11 p.m. right before you try to sleep for the night. Nothing to do with
it. It's that gut rot.
It's just
it had to be something. I was just trying to figure it out.
Yep. Apparently microbes. Microbes are to blame for everything. It's not our own bad behaviors. It's none of this blue light versus orange light business. It's none of this active brains and too connected to different sources of information all throughout the day. No, none of it.
I knew it.
We are not to blame.
I know. I never am.
Well, I don't know if we want to go that far. Minor inconveniences that get into our brain, under our skin, and just go, come on. It looks like we've got a winner, though.
After a week
of
intense voting by you, hitting every single red light is the biggest minor inconvenience.
Is the most major of the minor inconveniences. Agree or disagree? Give us a call. 780-791. We had 16 minor inconveniences in the bracket to start the week. Now this is the one by the numbers that annoys people the most.
I had another weird one yesterday. I deleted an app when my phone was in my hand by accident and I didn't realize. And so I had one missing app on my front page, and for the life of me, I could not figure out what it was. And it took me a day, a full 24 hours, and then I finally figured it out.
Oh, so you have figured it out. The mystery is solved.
It was the Facebook app.
How do you miss that one?
Well, that just shows how rare I ever go on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. And no screenshots, right? You were saying you're searching your phone. You're like, did I maybe happen to accidentally grab a shot of what was missing in that spot?
And clearly, like, the app isn't needed. It was just my OCD was really heightened because everything's not in line anymore, and I'm missing one. I'm like, what is it?
It's not symmetrical.
Yeah.
It's not symmetrical. That's definitely the pinnacle of minor inconveniences.
The catch up. What's happened in Hollywood and around entertainment? Mix 103.7.
It looks like Pink won't be getting the party started in Montreal tonight. She's had to cancel her concert there with a huge apology to fans. The flu has infected her and her whole family.
In other words, an indisposed Pink felt palpable pressure to postpone her performance plans predicated on a particularly pesky bug. She's feeling poorly.
Poorly.
That is a tongue twister for you. Canada just got one more official step closer to legalizing cannabis across the nation. The C-45 bill just passed the second reading yesterday and has one more to go before or on June 7th.
And to get into the spirit of things, once passed, if passed, the bill will be printed on sheets of tearaway rolling papers with special flavors like Senate strawberry and House of Commons caramel. I don't think that's actually going to happen.
Maybe. You never know.
We'll see. And finally, Jennifer Garner wished Reese Witherspoon a happy birthday in the most band geek way possible. Straight up. She was dressed in her full marching band uniform and belted out the customary tune on saxophone.
Maybe that's what she was thinking about at the Oscars. Like, I've got it. The perfect birthday video.
When she stopped clapping. Yes, of course. I've got it. I've been thinking about how to celebrate Reese in the best way possible. This is hilarious. And also played pretty well, but not perfectly.
I can't play any instrument, so that sounds great to me.
That is your daily catch-up.
Thanks for listening to Mixed Mornings and More. We've got a new episode every Friday. Subscribe now on iTunes or find everything at Mix1037FM.com.
Oh, Netflix is making changes to 13 Reasons Why Season 2.
And here are 13 Reasons Why.
That's me.
Like, and so that means that if he bested the last record by 60 claps, that's just one extra clap a second through the entire minute.
How do you even train for something like that?
I don't know. A lot of...